49er fans, where you at? And what do you think about this one coming up? You're either going to be 4-4 heading into the bye with a win over the Cowboys, or you're going to be reeling at 3-5 with 2 weeks off, and then it's desperate times.
And think of those that week off and the negative vibes that was surrounded, losing to an injured, hampered, hapless Dallas Cowboy team. Niners are not, man. They own this team. I think that means something, just like it did for the Chiefs, right? They had ownage of the Niners, came in here and laid one.
Yeah, I wouldn't take anything for granted if I'm a 49er fan. 888-957-9570. Let's ask Kyle Shanahan. You want to talk vibes? Shanahan can talk vibes.
Yeah, I felt good today. I mean, Monday's always a rough day, but we spend a long time on Monday. I mean, we do that from early in the morning till really right when I'm done with you guys.
Everything
after that press conference is the first time we move on. And then we see the players today. So they do their own thing on Tuesdays, and they came in today. And we've had good meetings. We just had a good walkthrough, and guys are ready for the week.
Stop the insanity. Stop.
Which is?
Criticizing Kyle Shanahan too much.
Oh, stop.
Or thinking he should be fired.
No, they just got
plenty of time for that.
They got way more of a
tailspin to fall into before he's going to get fired.
Oh, no doubt. Come on, man. That shouldn't even be a conversation. But you cannot be blind to the fact that this just means, Donnie.
Yeah.
Had they been efficient in the red zone, or let's just say stellar, even last year, they would have won the Super Bowl. They were down there. Missed assignments on the O-line, whatever. A litany of reasons, right? But the bottom line is when you get called, and I've used these adjectives towards Kyle, a genius. And
I know. Stop.
Stop. You can dial it up.
Stop.
Andy's number one in that.
I mean,
Andy can dial it up, and then Kyle's right behind Andy. And I think
ahead of McVay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
So you don't want to play this game.
No, I got him third now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
John Harbaugh.
Please. Just give it to Lamar. They lost it.
They have the leading rusher in the NFL, and it's not Lamar Jackson.
And his name is Derrick Henry.
Thank you.
Okay, but that's not Harbaugh. You get credit for bringing him in. No, my point
Harbaugh
is
Harbaugh doesn't get credit for being a great coach. John,
we were having such a good day. They lost it home to the Chiefs last year, a hapless Chiefs offense, the Ravens.
Okay,
so I hadn't forgot that. So there's nothing that's happening with Derrick Henry running wild. Lamar Jackson's the MVP to me right now.
Okay,
all right.
And
do with that what you
who's
will.
His coach? And
Johnny.
Who devises the offense?
Johnny.
But and Johnny who does he devise it around?
He has a coordinator, Donnie. Those two. Ravens are tough. You're not going to get me today. You're not going to bait me.
John Harbaugh is a better coach than Kyle Shanahan.
Well, he's got a Super Bowl.
Exactly, and that's all you care about. I mean, it is.
Well, you say it like I like drugs. That's all you should care about. You just want your kids to get straight A's? Of course. But, Donnie, that's what the goal is. And I will put anybody that already currently has one above Kyle until he gets his.
McCarthy.
Oh, my gosh.
In your face.
I can smell that.
Stop.
90 years ago.
Hey. Vince. Hey.
Dude.
Who else is on that list? Somebody from a while ago.
Peterson. Well, that wasn't that. With Philly.
Yeah.
He's in Jacksonville now. I like him. I think it's not going well.
They stink. But
does he stink? Is he the reason?
I don't think so.
Well, fix it.
You can't fix that.
You got Trevor Lawrence.
You can't fix that.
Wow.
Okay. Would you rather have Trevor Lawrence or Brock Purdy? Exactly. Exactly. You'd rather have Purdy.
I hadn't answered yet.
But
is Kyle my coach?
Your coach is
if
not.
Kyle's my coach.
Your coach has not been named yet.
The
your coach
specimen.
Has not been named
now,
yet.
Because my answer would fluctuate.
If you have to draft a quarterback, then we'll go find a coach.
Sean Payton.
He's better than Kyle.
I'm going with your boy in Jacksonville. I'm always taking the physical specimen first.
I'm out on that one.
So you think Lawrence is night-night?
I'd rather have Purdy.
Monday, and if we get a repeat of last Sunday, three picks.
What is Jack?
Trevor?
Yeah, what's their record?
I think they got one or two wins. I think they got
two
wins.
Don't have that many.
Aish.
Yeah. Aish.
Speaking of Aish, Clay.
Look at now
what?
I got
a hell of a game last night.
Are we happy for him? The Warriors aren't out there eliminated. It was good to. And he got off. I was like, oh, he's missing a couple. I was like, oh, great game from Clay.
And he made a paper airplane.
I never was into that.
I thought I'd kind of like it. He looked like he was in a great space.
Yeah.
He was in a great space. Tua Tagovailoa is playing this weekend.
I'm going to say this because we got What's Bugging You coming up at 2 p.m. today. So many choices. I don't know who's going to get cut. But the bottom line is, Steiny, people do drugs, people drink, and they do it to a point to where they can kill themselves or harm themselves. But they're grown, and they make a decision. I'm not going to be mad. I think Tua is making the wrong choice. But who am I to tell a grown-ass man with kids and a family and friends that love him, you can't go. If you love what you do so much to where your life is it could come into play, I wouldn't do it, but more power to you, and I'm rooting for Tua.
I thought you wanted him to retire.
Yeah, I've been thinking.
Who are you to tell him to retire?
Evan just, well, wow, that was from the side.
No. Seriously, who do you think you are that you are going to make a decision for another grown man?
That's why I've come to the conclusion I have. It's called growth,
what
guys.
Changed? What changed?
Because I was thinking about it. I had some downtime, and I was like, how am I mad at Tua? It's his life. If he wants to risk the biscuit doing what he loves.
What's the biscuit?
Playing football. The biscuit is his life.
Well, there's also $50 million on the line.
Yeah, I thought you meant his biscuit money.
And poor McDaniel, great decision, Tua, because my job is on the line. We need you back. Tyreek Hill on his knees almost crying. Steiny, that offense has been, oh my gosh.
It's been pretty lousy.
I'm rooting for Tua. We all are.
Steiny, wait till Willard gets in there. He heard you say Harbaugh's a better coach than Kyle.
Numbers are numbers. And numbers are numbers.
Are you really scared of him?
Of who?
Willard.
Nah,
that's a bit.
Look, you want to know the God's honest truth? Willard and I have something in common that nobody else in this building can really understand.
My ears got as big as Dumbo.
We're the grown-ups in the room. That's the thing we have in common. Willard and I are the grown-ups in the room.
I don't agree with that.
Well, it's a fact. I mean, that's just the
way
it is.
Analytically, what is that constitutes the grown-up? Because you're as infantile. You break mics. You get up and down. You got ADD.
That has nothing to do with being a grown-up. A lot of grown-ups have it. But, you know, it comes down to just having better perspective than you guys.
What are you? Dude,
seriously.
You are so full of it.
You know, I got three kids. They're all grown. I've got life experience that you guys don't have.